I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, November 12th. Eastern Nazarene College in Quincy is auctioning off everything from classroom supplies to convection ovens as it prepares to close at the end of the year. An online auction is underway with a large variety of commercial kitchen equipment, furniture, appliances, and IT equipment being auctioned off. The bidding is taking place online by Stanley J. Payne Auctioneers. Items can be inspected today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Then items may be picked up this Friday and Saturday. The auction house says that after the auction, the school's utilities will be turned off. Eastern Nazarene College is closing after 105 years in Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch says he wants to rezone the 21-acre campus to allow for 55 and over housing. The Quincy City Council gets back to work tonight after a break for the election last week. Tonight, councilors will consider a request for almost $109 million for the new Squantum Elementary School and an additional $4.5 million for electrical work around the Squantum Elementary School. Mayor Thomas Koch has said the state would reimburse the city for about 60% of the cost of the new school. Construction on the new school is expected to begin next September. Also tonight, the council will be honoring Quincy Historical Society President's Emeritus Ed Fitzgerald for his many years of service. Fitzgerald stepped down recently, and Alexandra Elliott was appointed the new president. Elliott had been curator at the society for 7 years. Stop and Shop locations have been the target of a cyber security attack. The parent company, Ahold Delhaize, issued a statement saying they recently detected a cybersecurity issue within their U.S. systems. The company notified law enforcement and began an investigation led by cybersecurity experts. The statement says that all of Ahold Delhaize's stores in the U.S. remain open despite the breach. It is unclear when the networks will be back up and running. The statement was vague when defining what processes were threatened during the attack. However, the statement did say the breach and efforts to mitigate it have affected some pharmacies and e-commerce online. It also seems that product deliveries may arrive later than expected at Stop and Shop locations. Hannaford Supermarkets, also owned by Ahold Delhaize, experienced technical issues as well, saying some of their stores and pharmacies were experiencing network issues. A statement from Hannaford urged people who need their prescriptions to visit their local pharmacy because the supermarket's website was down. Stop and Shop customers who forget to bring their reusable bags to the supermarkets are no longer being charged for paper ones at most stores across Massachusetts. Spokesperson for the grocery chain said the 10-cent bag fee was removed in October. It was only a little more than a year ago that Stop and Shop instituted a 10-cent charge for paper bags and eliminated single-use plastic bags at all stores in the Northeast. The company said at the time that the move showed a commitment to sustainability and helping to protect the environment. The bag fees remain in place at Stop and Shop locations in a few cities and towns that require stores to charge customers for bags in an effort to encourage more sustainable shopping. Stop and Shop also ended bag fees in Rhode Island last month. The company president, Roger Wheeler, said in a message to customers, quote, "We're going to continue to listen to your feedback and will over time make even more changes across all areas of the store." On October 31st, Stop and Shop permanently closed 7 supermarkets in Massachusetts. The company had announced back in July it would be shuttering 32 underperforming stores across 5 states in the Northeast. The remaining food at the closed stores was donated to local food pantries. Well, several hundred volunteers spent their Saturday knocking on veterans' doors in Braintree to thank them for their service and let them know about new benefits. The volunteers from House to House for Heroes were able to visit several hundred veterans with informational packets about the new benefits from the HERO Act. The idea came from the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office, which created the project in Quincy last spring. Volunteers trekked all over town hoping to make a difference for veterans ahead of Veterans Day yesterday. But the veterans also made a difference in the lives of the volunteers by telling them stories from their lives. That was the takeaway for many of the volunteers, who expected to hear about the struggles of being a veteran, but instead heard stories about the pride they took in serving their country. If you are a veteran and would like to receive a knock on your door, contact your nearest Veterans Service office. A motorcyclist was killed in a crash with a pickup truck on the South Shore last Thursday afternoon. Officers responding to reports of a crash between a truck and a motorcycle on Pond Street in Norwell at about 1:30 Thursday afternoon found a motorcyclist suffering from serious injuries. The victim has been identified as 28-year-old Jacob Foss of Pembroke, who died at South Shore Hospital. Preliminary investigation indicated that Foss was riding a Kawasaki when he struck the side of a Toyota Tacoma in an attempt to turn into the parking lot of a business on Pond Street. The pickup driver was also taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Pond Street was closed for hours after the crash as officers gathered evidence at the scene. State and Norwell police are investigating. Massachusetts businesses that hire active National Guard members will now receive a $2,000 tax credit. The National Guard hiring tax credit, provided through the state's Office of Business Development, will support job security for Guard members who are often called away from military duties, while also supporting employers that hire Guard members. The legislature adopted the tax credit last session through comprehensive legislation supporting veterans and military families. The initiative comes after Governor Healey's recent announcement of the expansion of the Veteran Hire Tax Credit, a $2,500 tax break awarded to small businesses that hire qualified veterans, and the launch of the Veterans Equity Dashboard, which provides a centralized interactive database related to veterans in the Massachusetts labor market. The program is available for businesses with 100 or fewer employees that hire and employ active members of the Massachusetts National Guard for at least 6 months. The state began accepting applications starting yesterday, Veterans Day. State officials will then accept applications on an annual rolling basis beginning January 1st of each year. Former Quincy Ward 2 Councilor Brad Kroll and Quincy Chamber of Commerce President Tim Cahill are hosting an event tonight to raise awareness for kidney donations and support an organization that helps veterans in need of kidneys find living donors. Happens this evening from 5 to 7 at Alba Restaurant in Quincy Center. During the event, Kroll and Cahill will share their experiences with kidney donations. Cahill donated a kidney to his sister more than 20 years ago. Kroll received a kidney in March of 2023. Also on hand, representative of Dove, Donor Outreach for Veterans, a nonprofit that aims to find, educate, screen, and support prospective living donors, and then match them with veterans awaiting transplants, and also promotes living kidney donation. Kroll received his kidney from a friend of his who had moved to New Hampshire and read about Kroll's story after Kroll's wife, Lori, reached out to local media to say her husband was in need of a donor. Kroll said his recovery over the last 18 months since receiving a new kidney has gone great. A check of business news this morning, and stocks opened the day in positive territory. The Dow is up 304. The Nasdaq rose 11. The S&P up 5. Global stocks mostly fell despite the rally on Wall Street. In stocks, seen as benefiting the most from Donald Trump's re-election as U.S. president. The dollar was higher, the euro was down, oil at $68 a barrel. In sports, the Bruins are in St. Louis to take on the Blues tonight at 8 p.m. Celtics are home against Atlanta at 7. the National Weather Service forecast today. Mostly sunny and windy with a high of 53. For tonight, clear and lows into the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high 45. Thursday, sunny at a high of 44. Partly sunny, 49 on Friday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, wind northwest 20 to 25, but gusting to 35 knots. There is a red flag warning in effect across Massachusetts due to the danger of brush fire. High tide 7:36 a.m. and 8:01 p.m. Sunrise at 6:31, sets at 4:24. So again, a sunny, windy day with highs in the low 50s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, November 12th.